Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositzky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikwangde Popsenem about lotus flowers that rose up from the ground. Thank you very much, Tikwangde Popsenem. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Tikwangde Popsenem, 10,678, September 3rd, 2021, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. The enlightened Sokamuni Buddha, who symbolizes realization of the correct path, taught about this way while standing upon his feet. At the same time, he could not say much because the truth is most profound and vast. As it is, his body was actually filled with it. The essence of truth had entered his body fully, and when he practiced, the correct Dharma exuded all the more. This kind of Dharma comes from stillness and extinction, as well as happiness, while dwelling in a deep state of meditation. Therein he dwells with equality, with no blockages, and thus can preach the Dharma without saying anything. Sukamuni Buddha's Dharma speech comes from stillness and extinction, and also a place of goodness and joy, from where everything begins. So, keeping it therein from moment to moment, he delivered his speech. However, we as human beings have difficulties in understanding whatever Sokamuni Buddha realized himself. We must therefore, in all humbleness, only have respect and try to understand what he attained. Buddha's utmost Dharma speech is actually profound, and so, if we are thus able to comprehend at least a little, then this is the correct way to follow. In other words, although we may not be able to understand everything, if we strive to comprehend whatever we can with humility and reverence, then we know we are going on the correct path. After Sokamuni Buddha became enlightened, he got up from his seat and walked around, fully immersed in walking meditation. He looked toward the east and then took 18 steps. One step at a time, beautiful lotus flowers sprung up from the ground. It was the same as when Prince Siddhartha was born. Lotus flowers rose up from the ground even then. His becoming enlightened was thus a similar situation to when he was born. Buddha's enlightenment and birth are connected. Hence, saying that above and below the sky, he is the highest, is most important, for this was when Sokamuni Buddha first realized for himself the true essence of all humankind with its human nature. Thus, he could see that all living beings, whether having consciousness or not, are all very significant and connected. Therefore, all those who exist and live wish to receive respect. Among them, human beings are truly the most important. However, it is most ignorant when we think we are higher and right, and try to disparage others. Even children wish to be respected, and thus to demean others is to reflect our own ignorance. Some do not understand this, acting like they are the best. And so they scream at and complain about others. That way they reveal themselves to be even so much lower and most ignorant beyond all measure. Thank you very much, Jikwang de Popsene. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang de Popsene. I wish you a wonderful, nice, and happy week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.